Wisconsin is known for its wide array of dairy products, from ice cream to milk to, yes, you guessed it, cheese. Despite the state's long history and love affair with cheese, we actually don't have an official state cheese.
That could change, though, if lawmakers get their way. Colby, the mild cheddar-like cheese developed in Colby, Wisconsin, could join the ranks of official state symbols in the Wisconsin Blue Book. Items include things like cranberries, our official state fruit, and polka, the official state dance.
And we want to hear from you. The number to call is 800-642-1234. What do you think about Colby potentially becoming the state cheese? If you're not on board, what would you pick instead? Also, if you're a Colby fan, tell us your favorite ways to use the cheese. Call in now, 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.
We'll take your calls coming up in just a few moments. First, we talked to one of the lawmakers who's spearheading the bill, Senator Kathleen Burns. Bernier is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 23rd Senate District. That includes Chippewa Falls. Senator Bernier, welcome to Central Time.
You are very welcome.
All right. We have a lot of cheese we make here in Wisconsin. Why Colby as the state cheese?
Well, Colby is the only cheese that was developed by a Wisconsin resident. So I think it's a very important cheese. Number one. Number two, it is probably the most popular cheese. It's got a light flavor. It's chewy. It is sold around the world and is a very, very good cheese. And so Wisconsin, Colby was developed in Wisconsin.
We already have cheese as the state dairy product. Some people might say, okay, why do we need a particular state cheese at all?
Well, I think we are known for our cheeses. Obviously, that's what actually makes us a dairy state. So I can empathize with that argument. However, you know, when you have a constituent who writes you a letter and encourages you to do something and you think, well, it seemed quite reasonable. So cheese is important to our state. I think Colby should be really recognized as the cheese that put Wisconsin on the map.
A while back, there was an effort, I don't think this happened, to make lactobacillus key in cheese making our state microbe. Is there any hope of that making a comeback?
I am not aware of that. So if I'm not aware of it, probably not.
Probably not then. Okay.
Okay.
It's a fun conversation to talk about designating new state things. But in this case, is there an economic development angle here? Just another way to put Wisconsin cheese literally on the map? You're near Colby, Wisconsin itself.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to recognize Wisconsin's uniqueness as far as cheese is concerned. And, you know, I understand we make cheddar and sharp cheddar and Gouda and all of the different types of cheeses. But Colby was purchased, I'm not sure you know, by Kraft. So when my children were young, I took them on a field trip to Jim Falls Dairy, which is now AMPI, and they exclusively made Colby cheese. 29% of all of the Colby cheese is made in the state of Wisconsin, but the demand is so high, or 21%, and 79% is made in other areas of the country to satisfy the need and the want for Colby cheese. So it's a big deal. And I think when you recognize how popular Colby cheese is, I think Wisconsin should be very proud of that.
Senator Bernier, thanks so much for taking a few minutes today.
You are welcome.
That was Republican State Senator Kathleen Bernier of Chippewa Falls. She joined us to talk about a new proposal that would make Colby the official state cheese of Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls now about the move at 800-642-1234. The number again is 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org.
And you can also join in on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We already heard there from Amber, who says, Colby is the best, and I love it. It has my vote, LOL. I think that was, I mean, she's laughing, but I think she's sincere. in her love of Colby. How about you join in at 800-642-1234?
You know, my cousin is probably not going to vote for Colby. She goes to college in Manhattan, and I texted her for a favor the other day, and her response was, as long as I'm paid in sharp cheddar cheese.
Only sharp cheddar, okay.
So, I Colby might have some contenders up there that might be fighting for that top spot of Wisconsin's, you know, state cheese.
We'll go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Tim is with us in Viroqua. Tim, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Colby hot or not, Tim?
Definitely on the cold side. Colby's kind of the bland blob of cheeses. I think we could do a lot better. Wisconsin's full of gold medal cheeses that would much better represent our skills. Upland Cheese's Pleasant Reserve would be a great cheese. Organic Valley just won a gold with their blue cheese. Lots of better choices than blah Colby.
Tim, thank you so much for that call. I appreciate it. I got to say, when I was a kid, I like Colby a lot, but I like Tim. There's just so much good stuff out there that Colby doesn't usually find its way into my shopping cart anymore.
I mean, is it Colby? Could it be Colby Jack? Could it be Colby
Kojak
mixed with
I
other
like,
things?
You know, I like Kojak in a taco.
Okay, sure. There we go. That'll work. But I would say blah is kind of a fighting word.
Yeah, it's going to make some enemies there. You were looking for your calls, 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Fred with us in La Crosse. Fred, hi.
Hi there. I haven't met a cheese I don't like. but I think the state cheese should be Limburger, because the only place in the United States that makes Limburger cheese is in Wisconsin, just outside Monroe.
Now, Fred, Limburger has a reputation, I think mostly from the cartoons, where Limburger was like this devastating smell that would drive away Bugs Bunny or whatever. Are you a Limburger fan yourself?
Sure, and you don't eat it with your nose.
Good point, Fred. I've got some foods in my house that I have to explain that to my family, too. They smell terrible, but taste really good. Fred, thanks so much for that call. Limburger might be an uphill battle in the state legislature, though.
I'm thinking so. You know, this is an opportunity for the different parties to come together in the state. I think that's good, but we should have some parameters for the state cheese. I mean, is it the best cheese? Is it the cheese that's made here? Is it the tastiest?
I just feel like here.
Right, yeah. We don't have enough of a rubric to really understand what would make a good state cheese for Wisconsin.
State lawmakers are looking to make Colby, some of them anyway, looking to make Colby the official state cheese of Wisconsin. We're taking your calls. Do you like that idea? Do we need a state cheese? If so, do you want Colby or something else? And you tell us what that something else is. 800-642-1234. Todd joins us next in De Pere. Todd, hi.
Hi. Just a comment on the Colby. I think Colby is kind of on the bland side. No offense to anyone. I think there's so much better cheeses out there. Perhaps maybe the first cheese that was commercially sold, which I'm not aware of, or a cheese that has won the most awards. Type of cheese. And one last comment is, if there was only one cheese I could pick from, if I stranded on an island, it'd have to be a well-aged cheddar.
Todd, if you polled my family, aged cheddar might be a winner for the state cheese of Wisconsin. Do you have a year preference?
3 years and older, and well, the older the better.
Can we just pause to recognize that Todd was like, if I could only pick one cheese to have on a deserted island, like that's so Wisconsin. Like,
right.
Todd is here with us.
And hopefully we've got refrigeration or a cave maybe on the island to keep the cheese
an
for
island
a long
cave.
Time.
Yes.
We've got time for another caller or two at 800-642-1234. Your nominations for the state cheese. Colby is in the running. What do you think? Steve is with us in Highland. Steve, hi.
Hi there.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, my pick would be cheddar, and I looked up the pounds sold, and cheddar has 500 and some million pounds sold compared to Colby, which has 80 million pounds sold in Wisconsin. So cheddar is far more popular throughout the state. It certainly tastes better. I think Colby tastes like wet cardboard.
And which one is most popular with you, Steve? Is it the cheddar?
Oh, cheddar, and three-year-old at least. Nice, right. Sharp cheddar.
All right. The aged cheddar movement is picking up steam. You can keep letting us know what cheese you want to be the official state cheese of Wisconsin over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
It sounds like, from the blog Eat Like No One Else, we understand that Colby is different than cheddar because of how it's made, that you wash the Colby curds first, and so that makes it milder when you make the cheese. So maybe some of these cheddar fans are just not giving Colby enough of a chance. Maybe they need a little something mild in their life.
Maybe. You can, again, keep letting us know your favorite cheese. Go ahead and vote on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Again, cheese is already the state dairy product, the official state dairy product. Lactobacillus, as I mentioned earlier, it was in the running to be the state microbe. It isn't. You can let us know what you think of that idea, too. Are you getting hungry for cheese, Keely?
I mean, if I said no, I wouldn't be a true Wisconsinite, right?
Uh-huh.
But Greg from La Crosse says cheese curds should just be the state cheese. So it doesn't matter variety, but really the presentation, the kind of cheese.
Yeah. I mean, cheese curds are very popular. Do you go fried or, you know, raw and squeaky?
Squeaky. I think that's a good question.
Yeah. I would, I'll admit this, I'm not a big squeaky cheese curd guy. I like a good fried curd every now and then. I think I might... You know, if you force me to make a vote here, I think I would go for an aged cheddar to be the official cheese of Wisconsin.
You're on the record now. I mean, you can't take that back now that you've said it is an aged cheddar. So if Colby passes, what are you going to do about that, Ferret?
I'll live with it. Thank you so much for all of your calls. Keep letting us know your favorite cheese and what you want to see the state cheese of Wisconsin. You can keep that going. Tweet us at Central Time WPR or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.